Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Daily Animated Tale. Don't forget to share this podcast with 10 friends or family members for a chance to receive a shout out. Today's shout out goes to Callum Spencer. If you want to be featured next, simply share this podcast. Thank you.
Can you guess what my hobby is? That's right. I'm into cosplay. I love dressing up, but who knew it would get me into such big trouble? So much trouble that my cosplay outfit caused a national emergency. I mean, buildings shut down, the police, the works. But the thing is, I didn't do it on purpose. I'm Cole, and I'm 15. Let me tell you what happened. So first off, my friends Noah and Cadence love cosplay too. And we would talk about what costumes we'd wear all the time. We spent hours designing and making them, and we couldn't wait to show them off whenever we could. Noah was really into spies and villains, and Cadence loved werewolves and vampires. As for me, well, I could never decide, and I changed my mind all the time. I felt so lucky that I had Noah and Cadence, and I thought nothing would ever ruin our friendship, especially because of cosplay. But guess what? I was wrong. So it all started when we saw the poster. An amazing cosplay costume tournament was coming to our town, and they're running a competition to win free tickets. We entered immediately, and we agreed that if we were lucky enough to get tickets, we would enter as a team. At the cosplay tournament, they would be giving a prize to the best team costume, and we knew we'd be in with a chance. The next few days, I checked my phone every 30 seconds. We just had to win those tickets, but nothing. I prayed, I visualized it happening, I wrote down positive affirmations, and guess what? It worked! My phone blew up! Cadence had won 3 tickets to the cosplay tournament. Now all we had to do was decide what our team theme would be. Sea people? Space smugglers? Noah said spies and supervillains. Cadence said vampires and werewolves. Cadence said if we're going at spies and supervillains, she wants to be Skara Delph, the most feared assassin in the world. Noah was like, I'm Skara. I'm always Skara. I try to get them to chill, but Noah and Cadence won't ever back down over anything. Eventually, Cadence screamed, well, they're my tickets! And stormed out. I couldn't believe we were fighting like this, over cosplay. I figured it would all just blow over. But the argument went on for days. Noah said Cadence was breaking her promise. Cadence wanted things her way. I suggested we could be spy wolves or supervillain vampires, but they said we had to be realistic. I mean, what's realistic about a bunch of people all in costumes? The cosplay tournament was tearing our friendship apart. I was so sad. To cheer myself up, I watched an episode of Nigel and the Vikings about this dorky guy who falls through a time wormhole and has to survive on a dragon boat. You know it? That was it. We should go as Nigel and the crew of the fearsome Viking dragon boat, the Paglamar. We could all be Vikings. Cadence would get to take her axe, Noah could use his spyglass, and I would have my broadsword. And bonus, we would all get to wear cool Viking helmets. It was the perfect way to get the gang back together. I jumped on my phone and told the others, and for once, they didn't start to argue. But then Noah said, Vikings are cool, but I'm not going as Nigel. He just wears a suit. He's practically an NPC. But I was so happy my friends had stopped fighting, I said, guys, I'll go as Nigel. I had no idea that my costume was about to cause a national emergency. I found a suit, okay, but I had to borrow my dad's shoes to get the look just right. and they were way too big. At least they gave everyone a laugh. When we saw two people standing at the gate, we thought they were with the tournament. Noah asked, "Supervillains? Vampires? FBI agents?" He said into his earpiece, "Stand down, it's more of those weirdos, I mean cosplay competitors." I thought, charming. They were definitely not impressed by us. The man stopped talking into his earpiece and then snapped, "This is the traffic control station. The cosplay tournament is on the other side of the building." We finally made it, but then we saw the worst thing we could possibly see when you enter a cosplay tournament. Can you guess what it is? Another group had come as Nigel and the Vikings. We were so annoyed, but also, we looked so much better. We had great fun chatting to them about our favorite episodes, even though they were much more into season 2, which everyone knows. Wait, if you get me started on why season 6 is best, I won't stop. Then one of them said, "Hey, did you see they have a life-size model of Kral the Dragon?" I was super excited to see it. The other group had tricked us. We tried the door again and again, but it won't open. Eventually, we found another door. Someone in the tournament heard us and opened the door. It was such a relief. The man that opened the door must have been late for something. I expected to see my friends in a hall full of amazing costumes. Instead, I was completely alone. Maybe I'd fallen through a wormhole. I suddenly realized I hadn't fallen through a wormhole. I was in the traffic control station. I know I shouldn't have run, but I was so embarrassed. And the guards were so frightening, I didn't know what they were gonna do to me. I was so close to getting away with it when... my dad's stupid shoes! If it wasn't for them, I might have gone clean away! I told the security guard that I was part of the cosplay tournament, that I just got lost. But because I was only wearing a suit, they didn't believe me. I told them to call Noah, Cadence, anybody. I showed them Nigel and the Vikings on my phone. I told them season 6 was the best season. Nothing would convince them that I was supposed to be at the cosplay tournament. One of them said, "This traffic control station has been under cyber attack for the last 3 days. The hacker had against the building to connect their malware and then take control of the traffic systems of the whole country. They want to cause complete chaos. And we found you right outside the server room. Your presence in this building has caused a national emergency." The security guard said, "How did you even get in here?" I told them I was trapped in the car park when someone opened the door and let me in. Then I thought, the hacker. As it turns out, the hacker never made it to the server room because I accidentally set off the alarms. So even though my cosplay outfit caused a national emergency, it kind of stopped one happening as well. The next time the cosplay tournament came to town, the organizers begged me to go as Nigel again. People loved the story of how I single-handedly foiled an attack on our traffic control center and accidentally created a national emergency. One boy even came as me. Isn't it just the best when friends can share your obsessions with you? And comment about what costume you think I should go as next year. Duckman or Alien Cyborg?
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi everyone, I'm Haley. I watched a video on this channel and there was this girl who was saying my parents loved my little sister more than me and complaining about how they were treating her sister better. I was really moved by that girl's story because I'm going through something similar. But in our house, it's only my mother who discriminates between her children. My dad would never do such a thing. The object of my mother's affection, the one she loves the most, is my brother, Aiden. Please don't get me wrong. I don't think it's my brother's fault. It's all about my mom. I don't know why, but she is very tolerant and loving towards Aiden. But when it comes to me, she bosses me around and criticizes me all the time. For my mom, my brother is always the priority. I, on the other hand, come after him. For example, what you see is my brother's old phone. This is what I'm using right now. I'm almost finishing high school, but my parents still haven't bought me a new phone. They would always give me one of their old ones. Last month, they bought Aiden a brand new phone as a present, and I got his old one instead. Even though he's 5 years younger than me, I'm the one getting hand-me-downs. It's supposed to happen the other way around, so I guess that makes me an exception. As I said at the beginning, my dad really loves both my brother and me. He doesn't treat us differently. But he works a lot and doesn't have too much free time. So my mother is the one who ends up shopping for all our gifts. Now I'm going to list all the gifts that my mom recently got for my brother and me, so you can better understand what I'm dealing with here. 1, a laptop for my brother. A karaoke mic for me. Yes, a karaoke mic. When I asked her, why did you get me this? My mother said, you're always singing to yourself in your room. That's why I thought you'd like it. 2, an awesome bike for Aiden. A book about Albert Einstein for me. My mother's explanation for this one is that I love reading. Yes, I do love reading, but don't you think it's unfair that my brother is getting a bike and I'm getting a book? And finally, the most expensive smartphone for my brother and a cinnamon-scented candle for me. I repeat, a smartphone for my brother, a candle for me. I was shocked when we opened our presents. My face was flushed with anger when I said, Mom, what the heck? My mother pretended she was really surprised and said angrily, Haley, you love cinnamon. Your room will smell delicious. Oh, this is too much. You're not happy with anything. I can't say anything, even though I'm being treated so unfairly all the time. Why? Because my mother thinks she can walk all over me just because she's my mother. She shuts me up every time without even listening to what I'm saying. She never lets me answer her. She's always right because she's the mother. She's smarter than everyone because she's the mother. Only she knows what's right because she's the mother. I can give you 1,000 examples of how she treats us differently. For example, she thinks Aiden is talented in every possible way and of course supports him all the time. My brother watches a couple of chess videos on YouTube, so my mom goes out and buys him a nice chess set. Or he sees his friend playing guitar and wants one too, so she buys him one right away. What happens every time is that Aiden forgets about them after a few days and moves on to something else. And still my mother keeps buying him more and more stuff. However, when it comes to me, she does the complete opposite. Ever since I was little, I loved drawing. I think I'm pretty good at it too. For a while, I was interested in oil painting. I was watching oil painting tutorials on YouTube all day long, one after the other. Even though I kept asking my mother to get me art supplies, she never did. So I saved up my allowance and ordered them online. When the materials arrived, I immediately started experimenting on the canvas. When my mother came into my room, she saw the tubes of oil paint, the brushes, and the canvas. She laughed and said, "Don't you think all this is a little too much for someone who can only draw stick figures?" Okay, I realize I may not be Frida Kahlo, but don't you agree that it's simply wrong for a mother to say such things to her daughter? She's been treating me like this for so long that I was wondering if all mothers are like this, and I'm just exaggerating. But my friends have pretty normal relationships with their mothers. They get along really well. Some of them are even friends with their mothers. My mother, on the other hand, criticizes me all the time. My hobbies, my clothes, the shows I watch, the way I eat. She always criticizes everything I do, and I mean everything. She's watching me all the time. It's as if she's going out of her way to find something wrong with me. You know what the worst part is? I think the real reason why my mother behaves this way is gender discrimination. That means she doesn't love my brother more because he's younger, but because he's a boy. I can give you many examples of this too. For example, even though I really want to go to college, my parents are not planning to send me to one. But even though my brother is only 12, we already know what he's going to study in college. chemical engineering. But do you know why? Because my dad owns a company that produces plastic kitchenware. My mother wants Aiden to study chemical engineering so that he can manage the business in the future. So you see, my mother is grooming my brother to take over the family business down the line. And she doesn't think I could do it. It's easy to see why. Because my mother thinks a factory can only be run by a man, and that is my brother, Aiden. I know very well that the real reason is gender discrimination, but my mother doesn't accept it. Once, when we were talking about college, she said, "Honey, unfortunately, I'm not sure you would do well in college." I asked, "Mom, why do you think that?" As if she didn't want to upset me, she said, "You know why." "What do you mean?" I insisted, and she replied, "Did you forget about the test?" I was so shocked when I heard that. When I was 13 and Aiden was 8, my aunt, who's a psychologist, gave us an IQ test. It was this simple test made for kids. It wasn't something to be taken seriously, in my opinion. The test results said my IQ was 105 and my brother's 115. According to my aunt, getting 90 to 110 points indicates average intelligence, whereas 110 to 120 points indicates above average intelligence. Based on this simple test, my mother concluded that I wouldn't do well in college. According to her, only my brother could go to college because he has above normal intelligence. That means that if for some reason I'd gotten anything less than 90, my mother would have thought I was stupid. I got really mad at my mother after what she said about the IQ test. And unfortunately, I did something I would later regret, something that was out of character for me. This is the first time I'm admitting this. I went to the bathroom and thought about my mother saying, "You won't be able to go to college because you're not as smart as your brother." It really hurt me that she could think this way. I started crying. As I was looking in the mirror, I suddenly noticed my mother's toothbrush. So I grabbed it and dipped it into the toilet bowl. I thought I was punishing my mother. It was something I never should have done, and I would undo it now if I could. My mother probably brushed her teeth with that toothbrush that night. After I went to bed, I deeply regretted what I'd done. I got up, went to the bathroom, and washed her toothbrush for a long time. Unlike my mother, my grandmother loves Aiden and me equally. For our birthdays, she buys us the same presents. When she gives us money, she lets us know that we're both receiving the same amount. I wish my mother were more like her own mother. This one time, my grandmother, my mother, and I went shopping. We were supposed to get dresses for my cousin's wedding. We went into a store to look for a dress for me. I picked 3 dresses to try on. After putting on each dress, I went out to show them to my mother and grandmother to see what they thought. While my grandmother was making comments, my mother did not say a word. When I put on the last dress, I said, "Mom, you didn't say anything." Do you know what she told me? "Haley, unfortunately, no dress ever looks good on you. But don't be upset, it's not your fault. You got your dad's genes when it comes to your looks. No one on your father's side looks good, no matter what they're wearing. Your brother, on the other hand, got his genes from me. He looks so good in everything, so it's easy to shop for him. I think we should accept this as a fact and not spend any more time shopping for you." Yes, that's exactly what my mother said. Naturally, both my grandmother and I were shocked. Trying to hide her anger, my grandmother said, "Why are you being so mean? Haley is a very pretty young girl. She looks good in whatever she's wearing. There must be something wrong with your eyes." Then she turned to me and said, "My dear Haley, all 3 dresses looked so good on you. We're getting them all. I'm going to the register to pay. You can decide later which one to wear to the wedding." Because I'd gotten used to my mother's behavior, I didn't get too upset that day, but my grandmother was furious with her. Friends, it feels really good to tell you all about this. Thank you so much for listening to my story. It's definitely not fair for parents to favor one kid over another. I'm sure some of you are dealing with a similar situation. If you write about your experience, you'll let it out and feel much better. I'll be waiting for your comments. See you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.